Back in 1944, an Alaska Native 15-year-old girl named Roberta Skank stood up against the segregated seating policy at Nome's Dream Theater. Her case, paired with Elizabeth Perotrovich's, was instrumental in the passing of the 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act in Alaska. That was 10 years before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, and nearly 20 years before the Civil Rights Act passed. KNOM's Kristen Loeffler has the story of the Nome resident who wants more Alaskans to know Alberta Skank's name.
We're going back in time to the year 1944, a year when many people in Nome frequented the Dream Theater for entertainment. But that same year, the Dream Theater also became the site of a historic event, when a half-Alaska Native 15-year-old girl named Alberta Skank stood up against the segregated seating policy.
How can I help you?
Hi, can you connect me to Alberta Adams' room?
Yeah, hold on, she's right here. Hello?
Hi, Alberta. This is Barb Amarok in Nome.
Back in 2008, while pursuing her PhD in Indigenous Studies at University of Alaska Fairbanks, Barb Amarok interviewed several elders from Nome about the Dream Theater.
Went to the movies. I think it cost 25 cents.
And it wasn't just the movies these elders remembered. They also spoke about the segregated seating.
There are three blocks of seats. The middle block was for white people. The one on the east side was for breeds, quarter breeds and half breeds. And the block of seats on the west side was for full three-quarter and full-blood natives.
Barb was also able to interview Alberta Skank herself in 2008, which was a year before Alberta passed away, about what she remembered about the incident at the Dream Theater.
Well, the whole theater was full, except there was two seats in the center aisle in the back of the white section. And I wondered, how come there, you know, at the time? I didn't think much of it. Then the police yelling came and got me that I had to leave.
So did they take you to jail?
No, not on that occasion. They took me to jail on when I went on my own. They wouldn't sell me a ticket. So there was always kids standing outside, and I had one of the native boys buy me, get me, I gave him the money, and I went alone. And Agnes Galvin, I think I forgot her last name, the ticket taker, met me at the door and wouldn't let me in. And Daddy said, if she touches you, you hit her. And I did. And that's when the police came and got me. I was 15 years old and I got mad. And I was mad as a hornet at the time.
Disgusted with the segregated seating and the treatment she received, Alberta wired Governor Ernest Greening. And eventually, Alberta's case went on to help the fight for the passing of the 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act in Alaska. That was 10 years before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, and nearly 20 years before the Civil Rights Act.
You know, Alberta, you have a lot of strength, and to do what you did at such a young age is very, very honorable and should be recognized. And you should be very famous, and these young children in the school need to be learning about what you did.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Barb wants Alberta's story to be taught in all schools, but especially in Alaska schools, where the story of a local hero has particular importance.
Learning about people from their own community, region, and state helps them to realize that they are capable of doing positive things for others. I think it also gives them the message that who they are and where they come from is very important, and that it also gives them the message that we don't have to rely on people from other places to help solve our own problems and make our communities a better place.
Reporting with Courtney Cousins in Nome, I'm Kristen Loeffler.
To hear a longer version of this story, go to knom.org.